Deaths of four Muslim men in 1 week in the same jail is a coincidence, claim WB police. The families of the deceased men, however, allege that they were grievously tortured to death. New Delhi, in the last 10 days, four men, Abdul Rajak, Jial Laskad, Akbar Khan Saidul Munsi, died in judicial custody at the Batuipud Central Correctional Home, South 24 Patignas District, West Bengal. All the four men had been picked up by the West Bengal police in separate cases in the last week of July. The families of the four deceased men have alleged foul play and raised doubts about the causes of their deaths, openly stating their suspicions that the men were grievously tortured to death. Meanwhile, with no post-mortem reports available as yet, police sources have denied these charges, calling the deaths of these four men one after the other while they were all jailed in the same facility a coincidence. Jial Laskad. On July 25, Jial Laskad, who lived in Subhash Pali and worked as an auto rickshaw driver in nearby Batuipud, did not return home from work. Worried about the whereabouts of the 35-year-old, his family had set out to look for him the next morning when they learned that he had been arrested for conspiring to commit a dacoity. Laskar's family alleged that he was grievously assaulted inside the Batuipud police station on the day of his arrest and also the following day. The day after that, he was taken to the court, from where he was sent to jail. 3 or 4 days before his death, he met my sister-in-law, said Sabeta Bibi, Jial Laskar's older sister. He was crying during the short meeting and said that he was being assaulted. If the police say that my brother did drugs, I will accept it. But does that mean they should hit him like that? His body has bruises and injuries. While Jial's family claim he died on August 1, he was officially declared dead on August 2. According to advocate Tonoi Bhattacharya, who represented Sabeta Bibi in the court, two other men, Sutojit Holdard and Rabil Holdard, who had been arrested along with Laskad, told them that Laskad had died because of torture. The two men pleaded for bail a few days later, citing assault by the police and the death of Laskad in judicial custody. They were granted interim bail by the additional chief judicial magistrate, ACJM, who noted that their detention in the Batuipud jail where the deceased had also been housed would not be proper for a fair inquiry. Stating that an inquest must be conducted again, this time in the presence of at least two of Jial's family members and the magistrate concerned, ACJM served a show cause notice to the superintendent of the Batuipud Correction Center for non-compliance with a court order dated August 3 that had asked for an inquest in the presence of family members and a magistrate. Abdul Rajak. The father of two girls, 34-year-old Abdul Rajak, ran a poultry business for which he visited Bihar frequently. Rajak's wife Suhana Bibi told The Wire, on July 24, four men in civil dress came to my house and asked for Rajak. He was sent to jail the next day. I met him on July 27 and he was totally normal. But at around 1 p.m. on July 29, a policeman came to our home and told us that Rajak was in a critical condition and we needed to visit the hospital. At this point, Suhana broke down, so Sitajul Rajak, Rajak's uncle who is now taking care of the family, took up the story. Sitajul claimed that Rajak had already been dead when he arrived at the hospital. He told The Wire that he had overheard the hospital staff asking the policeman heated questions. However, he had not been able to hear what the hospital staff had said to the policeman. We want justice. I trust the law, but we can't fight this case. What will happen to these young girls and their mother? Who will take care of them? Sitajul asked. According to the disposal order regarding the burial of his corpse, Rajak died on July 30 at 12:48 p.m. Police sources told The Wire that Rajak was booked under sections 399 and 402 of the Indian Penal Code, which relate to preparation and assembly to commit a dacoity. While the police refused to comment on specific details of the case, the First Information Report, FIR, says that on July 23, after a tip-off from a source, the police found 10 to 12 people whispering amongst themselves behind a newly constructed wall near the Kantal bypass close to the Batuipud police station. The FIR does not state what the police overheard the men discussing. However, the police arrested Rydczyk along with seven other men and allegedly seized sharp weapons from their possession. Akbar Khan. According to advocate Osfaq Ahmed, Akbar Khan, an accused in another suspected dacoity case, died on August 2 while in judicial custody. The lawyer said that Akbar Khan's body had marks of torture and the family is yet to receive the post-mortem report. The Wire tried to contact Anjuhad, the wife of Akbar Khan, but she was not in a condition to comment at the time. Saidul Munsi. According to his family, 33-year-old Saidul Munsi was picked up from his home on July 25 by the Maheshtala police. Munsi's family claims that he was assaulted by the police on the day of his arrest. A day later, he was sent to the Bhatuipur jail. On August 1, he was admitted to the hospital but our family was not informed, said Silma, Saidul's older sister. We only learned of this on August 2. There was no adult at home when the police came to get a signature on a document. We do not know what the document said, but the police coerced my younger sister to sign it. Saidul did not get treatment and was declared dead on August 3. They beat him up so badly and so often that he died. We don't know who killed him, but he died while he was in jail. If you had seen his face, you would have broken down as well. The treatment of Muslims is concerning. Ranjit Sood, General Secretary of the Association for Protection of Democratic Rights, APDR, told The Wire, every political party in Bengal rightly spoke about the custodial death of a boy in Kolkata. However, four men from the minority community booked in similar cases and lodged in the Bhatuipur jail died one after the other in just 1 week. Yet no party has raised this issue. It is very alarming. We think there should be an independent judicial inquiry into these cases. South 24 Patignas is notorious for such high-handedness by the police. The treatment of Dalits and Muslims is particularly concerning. The APDR has independently decided to look into the four cases and file a fact-finding report on them. On August 7, 2022, a team of lawyers led by Kolkata High Court lawyer and Congress leader Osfaq Ahmed met the four families and offered them legal support. Ahmed told The Wire that the four cases appear to be quite similar to each other and should therefore be clubbed together for an independent investigation. Police sources informed The Wire that the four men had been arrested in separate cases and had previously had criminal cases against them for dealing in drugs. According to the police, Rydczyk and Luskar were consumers and sellers of drugs. The accusations of high-handedness by the police are incorrect, said a police source on condition of anonymity. It is just a coincidence that the four men died one after the other. We are waiting for the post-mortem reports to arrive so that further investigation can be done. On August 7, the Bhatuipur police had posted a denial on Facebook that four men had died in custody in the Bhatuipur police station. However, police sources confirmed to The Wire that the men had died in judicial custody.